USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says things are starting to look better.
The federal government stepped up and was a great partner. And I'm the first one to say it. We needed help and they were there. State and local governments were fantastic. The hospital system was fantastic. New Yorkers were fantastic. And that is an undeniable fact.
During the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump said he was glad to hear that.
I just think it's so good because it's bipartisan. You know, this is not about Democrats, Republicans. This is about a thing that hit our country, the likes of which has never happened to us before. Wars, those wars, Civil War, sure. But First World War, the Second World War, they're not fought on this country. This is being fought on this country, but it's being fought in 184 countries all over the world. It's terrible.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
On Fox News Sunday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls testing essential for reopening the economy.
Health is essential to them opening up, and they have to open up in order to thrive. It's one thing to save them the day. It's another thing to have customers at the end of the day.
And she says more money is coming soon for the nation's small businesses. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the FDA has just approved the state's new COVID-19 antibody test. There are plans to test thousands of people in New York in the coming week. It's to determine who had the coronavirus and whether they now have immunity to it. A 51-year-old man went on a shooting rampage across the northern part of the Canadian province of Nova Scotia, killing 13 people, including a policewoman. The suspected shooter is also dead. The man was identified as Gabriel Wartman, and authorities say he disguised himself as a police officer in uniform. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Queen Elizabeth is canceling her 91st birthday party because of the coronavirus pandemic. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Ceremonial gun salutes and other pomp and circumstance are often used to celebrate special occasions in the British royal family, but the Queen says she doesn't feel it's appropriate given the coronavirus outbreak. It's believed to be the first time in the monarch's 68-year reign that that event will not be held. The Queen's actual birthday is this coming Tuesday, but it's not officially celebrated until June each year, but even the June parade has been canceled to allow the practice of social distancing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A simulcast musical TV event is a big success. USA's John Hunt has more.
Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, Lizzo, Shawn Mendes, The Rolling Stones, and Paul McCartney, among others, sang classic songs brimmed with messages of hope and change during a TV special aimed at fighting the coronavirus. Lady Gaga kicked off the event by urging people weathering the coronavirus pandemic to find a way to smile through the pain. It was an 8-hour event supporting the World Health Organization alongside advocacy organization Global Citizen. Paul McCartney sang the Beatles' Lady Madonna and talked about the work his mother did as a nurse. One World Together at Home aired simultaneously on ABC, NBC, CBS, Bell Media, and was hosted by Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.